This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to state your opening clearly so people know exactly how to respond. The difference between a good icebreaker and an awkward silence is clarity. In short, a well-designed icebreaker question means nothing if the opening around is as unclear. People do not freeze because they lack answers. They freeze because they cannot tell what kind of answer you want, how long it should be, or whether they are about to embarrass themselves. State your opening with clarity and the room will open up. Name the purpose before you ask the question. Model the answer you want before inviting responses. Specify the format so no one has to guess the rules. Definition: state your opening clearly refers to the deliberate act of framing an icebreaker prompt with enough context, tone, and structure that participants immediately understand what is being asked, what a good response looks like, and how to take their turn without hesitation. I have watched a perfectly good icebreaker collapse in the space of 8 seconds. The facilitator leaned forward, asked a question that should have worked, and received nothing but the sound of people studying their own hands. The question was not the problem. The opening was. There was no frame around it. No sense of what kind of answer was wanted, no signal about whether this was serious or light. The group had to guess, and when people guess, they go quiet. Learning to state your opening clearly before any icebreaker is one of the most underestimated skills in group communication, and it is the one that separates a connected room from an awkward one. Why stating your opening clearly feels harder than it should. You know what you want. You have a question ready. You understand the purpose. So why does the opening still come out muddy? The problem is that you are already inside the context you created. You know this icebreaker is meant to be light. That one sentence is enough, that there are no wrong answers. The room does not know any of that yet. What feels obvious to you is invisible to everyone else. There is also a timing pressure that works against clarity. The moment before an icebreaker often feels socially charged, especially in new groups or team meetings where not everyone knows each other yet. That pressure makes people rush. You launch into the question before you've set the ground, and the question lands without roots. The fix is not a talent. It is a structure. Once you have it, you apply it every time. What needs to be in place before you speak? Before you open your mouth, two things need to be settled internally. First, know your purpose. Is this icebreaker meant to energize, to introduce people to each other, to transition into a difficult topic, or to level a hierarchy before a meeting starts? Your purpose shapes every other decision. A vague purpose produces a vague opening. Second, prepare your example answer. This is the step most people skip, and it is the one that matters most. Before you invite the group, you need to know exactly what a good response sounds like. If you cannot produce a short, specific example answer yourself, your prompt is probably too broad. Tighten it until you can. These two things take 30 seconds. Do not skip them. The steps for stating your opening clearly. Step 1. Name the purpose in one sentence. Tell the room why you are doing this before you ask anything. Not a long explanation. One sentence, direct and plain. Before we get into the agenda, I want to give everyone a chance to settle in together. Or, we have a few people joining us for the first time today, so let us start with a quick round of introductions. This sentence does important work. It signals the register, sets the emotional tone, and tells people that what follows is meant to be low stakes. It also gives people who are elsewhere in their heads a moment to arrive. Without it, your question lands on unprepared ground. Step 2. Frame the question simply. Now ask your question. One sentence. Clear, specific, and bounded. The mistake here is asking something too open. Tell me about a challenge you faced sounds meaningful, but is paralyzing in practice. People do not know whether to share something professional or personal, minor or serious, recent or historical. They spend their thinking time trying to decode the question rather than answering it. Bound a question with a constraint. Think of one small thing, inside or outside of work, that went better than you expected this week. The constraint is not a limitation. It is a gift. It removes the guesswork. The role communication plays in meeting success often comes down to moments like this one, whether you give people enough structure to actually participate. Step 3. Model the answer before you invite responses. This is the single most powerful thing you can do to state your opening clearly, and it is consistently the most skipped step. After you ask the question, Give your own answer first. Keep it brief, 2 to 3 sentences. Make it specific, genuine, and appropriately revealing for the setting. I will go first. This week, a conversation I was dreading turned out to be one of the best I have had in months. The other person was more prepared to listen than I expected. When you model the answer, you do 3 things at once. You show people the length, the tone, and the level of vulnerability required. You remove the fear of going first, and you demonstrate that this is a real invitation, not a performance exercise. Step 4. Specify the format. People need to know the mechanics before they can relax into the content. Tell them clearly, will you go around the table in order, call on people, or open the floor? We will go around the table, starting on my left. Just 1 to 2 sentences each. That is enough. Knowing the order removes the background anxiety of wondering when to speak, which frees people to actually listen to each other and prepare a genuine answer rather than a defensive one. When you ensure every participant gets heard, the format you specify at the start is half the battle. Step 5. Manage the pace through the first 2 responses. How you respond to the first person who answers sets the temperature for everyone who follows. If you nod, say something brief and genuine, and move the turn to the next person cleanly, the room relaxes. People see it as safe, quick, and real. If the first answer surprises you and you overreact, either with excessive praise or visible surprise, the next person adjusts their answer toward what they think you want. The icebreaker becomes a performance. Keep your response warm, brief, and consistent regardless of what is shared. Thank you. Good. Who is next? Simple. Clear. No evaluation. This consistency is what I cover in depth in Say It Right every time, particularly around how pacing and response signals shape group participation from the very first turn. Step 6. Close the icebreaker before moving on. Many people let icebreakers trail off rather than close them. The last person answers, there is a beat of silence, and then the facilitator pivots to the agenda without acknowledging what just happened. Close it on purpose. One sentence is enough. Thank you, everyone. That is exactly the kind of start I was hoping for. Now let us move into the work. This matters because it signals respect. It tells the group that what they shared was received, not just harvested. That feeling of being genuinely heard is what carries people into the harder parts of the meeting with their trust intact. Good icebreaker design connects directly to how productive the meeting becomes from that point forward. Adapting your opening for remote and hybrid groups. The same steps apply in remote settings. The difference is that the participation mechanics require more explicit instruction because people cannot read the room for cues. In a remote meeting, add 1 line after you specify the format, tell people the exact mechanism for responding. We will go in order of the video grid as I see it on my screen, starting top left. Or, type your answer in the chat, then I will read a few aloud. Without this instruction, people spend the icebreaker watching for a turn signal that never comes. Some unmute and speak over each other. Others wait so long they never speak at all. The question was clear. The mechanics were not. Add that one sentence, and the problem disappears. For hybrid meetings where some people are in a room and others are remote, be especially deliberate about alternating between room and screen. Remote participants consistently feel passed over in hybrid icebreakers, which sets a damaging precedent for the rest of the meeting. Handling dominant voices in discussion often begins with who gets heard in the icebreaker and who does not. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with icebreaker openings. The mistake. Launching straight into the question without any framing. Why it happens. It feels faster, and the facilitator assumes context they have, but the group does not. What to do instead? Always lead with a single sentence naming the purpose before the question. It takes 5 seconds and changes everything. The mistake. Asking a question so broad it could mean anything. Why it happens. Broad questions feel safer and more inclusive, but they create paralysis rather than openness. What to do instead? Add 1 constraint to the question, a time frame, a scale, or a specific domain. One thing is almost always better than anything. The mistake. Skipping the example answer. Why it happens. Facilitators worry that giving an example will influence responses and reduce authenticity. What to do instead? Give a genuine, appropriately brief answer of your own. Your example does not reduce authenticity. It lowers the fear that makes people give inauthentic, defensive answers. The mistake: leaving the response format undefined. Why it happens? It feels unnecessarily prescriptive to say we will go in order. What to do instead? Specify the order every time. People cannot focus on their answer while they are worried about when to speak. The mistake: responding inconsistently to early answers. Why it happens? Some answers are more interesting or surprising, and it is natural to react more strongly to them. What to do instead? Keep your response to each answer equally brief and warm. Any sign of evaluation shapes what comes after it. See also how conflict can start in meetings when early participants feel unfairly evaluated. And if an icebreaker opening triggers unexpected tension, the principles in de-escalating argument during meetings apply directly. Your pre-icebreaker checklist. Run through this before any meeting where you plan to open with an icebreaker. Number 1. Curve is settled. I can state in one sentence why this icebreaker serves this group today. Number 2. Question bounded. My question contains at least one constraint, so the scope of an answer is clear. Number 3. Example ready. I have a genuine 2-3 sentence answer of my own prepared. Number 4. Format decided. I know exactly how turns will proceed, and I will say so out loud. Number 5. Remote mechanics covered. If any participants are remote, I have a specific participation instruction prepared. Number 6. Close planned. I have one sentence ready to close the icebreaker and transition to the agenda. Print it. Keep it in your notebook. Use it every time until the pattern is second nature. And if you want a deeper framework for building this kind of clarity into every kind of conversation, Say It Right Every Time takes the underlying structure of clear openings much further, with word-for-word scripts for the moments most people improvise badly. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to state your opening clearly in an icebreaker? Stating your opening clearly means giving participants enough context to know what you're asking, why you're asking it, and what a good response looks like. A clear opening removes uncertainty, lowers the barrier to participation, and sets a confident tone for the conversation. Why do icebreakers fail even when the question seems good? Most icebreakers fail because the framing around the question is vague, not because the question itself is bad. When people do not know how long to speak, what level of detail is expected, or whether the prompt is serious or playful, they freeze or give one-word answers. How do you state your opening so everyone feels comfortable responding? Use a short setup sentence that names the purpose of the icebreaker, give an example answer before inviting responses, and specify the format you want. When people hear an example, they stop worrying about getting it wrong and focus on their own answer instead. How long should an icebreaker opening statement be? Your opening should take no more than 30 seconds to deliver. That includes one sentence naming the purpose, one sentence posing the question, and one brief example answer. Longer openings create confusion and signal that the icebreaker is more complicated than it needs to be. How do you state your opening clearly in a remote or hybrid meeting? In remote settings, add a brief instruction about the response format before you open the floor. Tell people whether to use the chat, unmute in order, or wait to be called on. Ambiguity about participation mechanics in remote meetings stops people from engaging entirely. What is the biggest mistake people make when introducing an icebreaker? The most common mistake is asking the question without framing it first. Launching straight into a question like "What is your proudest moment?" without context forces people to interpret the intent themselves, which creates hesitation, silence, and responses that miss the mark entirely. Here is the truth of it: a room full of capable people can still go silent if you give them nothing to stand on. The icebreaker question is just words until you state your opening with enough clarity that people can trust the invitation. Learn to frame before you ask, model before you invite, and close before you move on, and you will find that the ability to state your opening clearly becomes one of the quiet strengths people notice in you long before they can name why. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.